Okay. So we're switching now from Ashkenaz to Sfarad, to early Sfarad. Really, we should have done much more in Ashkenaz. We should have done Rabbi Yudah Chassid. We should have done Rabbi Nassan Bala Aruch. But we're switching instead. Now, we have to talk about the Jewish community in Morocco. Some of this may be review from when we talked about how the community spread around the Mediterranean. If so, I apologize, but maybe review isn't so bad. The Jewish community in Morocco is ancient. They claim to come from the destruction of the first Beis HaMikdash, that they had already arrived then. We have, according to Wikipedia, headstones from Jews there from Roman times, and an ancient shul that was destroyed there in the 3rd century. More Jews come there when the Visigoths spread in Spain in the 7th century. The Visigoths are not our friends. And they flee, just going across the Straits of Gibraltar, south from Spain, into Morocco. There's also Jewish travel all along the North African coast throughout the period of the Gaonims. There are lots of feeders for this Jewish community. There are actually those who suggest, based on an Islamic text, that there were Berber tribes who converted to Judaism in pre-Muslim times. It's hard to actually know anything. You know, historians are somewhat skeptical, but there is such a text.
And there's none from the Aseret HaShvatim?
Maybe. It's impossible to know. I haven't heard that alleged, but probably someone has suggested that.
Okay. So I think they went in that direction.
No, but it's Africa.
I mean, it is North Africa. This is true. The Jews of the 10th and 11th century, which is the time of the Rif, had shifting fortunes under the Muslims. There were thousands of Jews living there. I don't have an actual number, but everything I've seen indicates thousands of Jews are living there. They seem to have been largely based in Fez, which is in northern Morocco. Remember, Morocco goes quite a way south into the Sahara. So they're largely in northern Morocco at that point. And our fortunes depend largely on which dynasty is in charge. Some of the dynasties wanted to convert Jews to Islam. Some of them were just like, hey, live and let live. You're, helping our economy, so go ahead. There was Jewish learning going on in Fez in this period. It's hard to know the full extent, but we know that there's a yeshiva in Fez towards the end of the time of the Gaonim. We know also their neighbor, Tunisia, right, Kairouan, there's a major yeshiva in the time of the Gaonim. But there's a yeshiva in Fez.
Well,
there,
I'm saying there's no shiva there.
Right.
Yeah, they're still there and they're still living the same.
Yeah, in Tunisia.
So we know that the yeshiva is there just because when the Rif arrives, that's what he joins. I'm going to talk about how
he arrives.
He arrives. He's not born there.
What's it called? The yeshiva? No name?
I don't know. Yeshiva of Morocco. Yeshiva of Greater Morocco. Find their website, let me know. In the 10th century, they had Dunash ibn Labrat, who you may be familiar with because he gets named by some of the Rishonim. He was a grammarian, he was a poet, and he lived in Fez until he moved to Spain. Dunash ibn Labrat.
Nope. Didn't he write one of the...
He wrote Piyutim.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Shabbos.
Oh, the he could be Dror Yikra.
Wow.
He could be Dror Yikra. That's possible.
The first letter of each line is the Nashven.
Oh,
I feel like I vaguely might have remembered that in a time.
Yeah, I feel like it's adventurous.
Well, he's in Morocco until he leaves Morocco to go to Spain. In Spain,
he used Morocco to go to Spain.
No, he left Morocco to go to Spain. He went to Spain. He was invited there by Chasdai ibn Shaprut, who was a himself a leader there.
In Spain.
Yeah. So the Rif builds up the local yeshiva in the 11th century. And then in the 12th century, the Rambam lives there for several years before going to Israel and then to Egypt. Two other notes from the 12th century, Rabbi Zechariah ben Yehuda Ahmati, who wrote a book on the Rif, and Rabbi Yudah HaKohen ibn Shoshan was a dayan in Fez. He was killed in 1165 by the Almohads for refusing to convert to Islam. So that's just a little bit more background on some names of people who were around. There's a book, which I think, yeah, I did, on the sheet in number 4, I gave you a link for it, called Malchi Rabbanan, which gives you a long, long list of rabbis from Morocco through the ages. So let's talk about the Rif, though. So the Rif was not born in Morocco. He's not originally from there. He's actually in Algeria originally. And then he goes from Algeria to Tunisia, as we'll talk about, and then he goes to Morocco. I brought you number 5 here. The Sefer Korei HaDorot brings various passages that seem to have appeared by the grave of the Rif, including a few lines that he says were authored by Rabbi Yehuda HaLevi, as in author of the Kuzari. If you take a look at it in number 5, Rabbi Yehuda HaLevi characteristically builds on various midrashim in doing this. He says, Harim biyom Sinai lechara ashu ki malachei hakel b'cha pagashu. Mountains on the day of Sinai quaked for you, you meaning the Rif, for the angels of God encountered you. Vayichtevu Torah b'luchos libecha, utzvik sara lecha chavashu. They wrote the Torah on the walls of your heart, luchos, and the most desirable of crowns they set upon you. Lo atzru koach nivonim la'amod, lulei tvunos mimcha darashu. The wise could not marshal the strength to stand if not for the wisdoms that they learned from you, from the Rif. That's what Rabbi Yehuda HaLevi is writing about him. And very clearly what he's doing is he's trying to cast the Rif as a Moshe. Right? With the whole image. Right? Matan Torah was for you, is what he's saying. The mountains shook for you. The angels of Hashem encountered you. They wrote the Torah on your hearts. They gave you the crowns. All these things that we learn about happening with Moshe and the Jews at Har Sinai, it's all about you, is what the Kuzari is saying about the Rif. So a little bit of background. He's born in the year 1013, as I said, in Algeria. I don't know anything about his parents. I've not been able to find material on them. He studies in the yeshiva in Kerwan under Rabbeinu Chananel and Rabbeinu Nisim. Rabbeinu Chananel wrote a commentary to Gemara. Rabbeinu Nisim was the head of the yeshiva in Kerwan. And then in the year 1045, there's persecution in Tunisia, and he flees to Fez, where they take him in, and he becomes the Rosh Yeshiva. Hence the name Al-Fasi, Rabbi Yitzchak Al-Fasi, Rabbi Yitzchak from Fez. It was really remarkable that the community, which was not such a stable community, it really depended on whoever the government was for its fortunes. Nonetheless, they took him in and they pledged to support him in his learning. And he stays there for 40 years working on his Sefer Halachot, which is his major contribution to halachic literature. He's a very independent thinker. He answers halachic questions often without consulting the Gaonim of his day. We have hundreds of tshuvos of his, many of them originally in Arabic. It's clear we do not have all of them. But he leaves Fez and he goes to Spain in the year 1088 because there's a false accusation leveled against him at the royal court. This was always the issue. We've talked about this before. The empires were very, very suspicious of anyone who had correspondence outside of their empire. Maybe this person is involved in some form of treason. He, of course, had correspondence with his students. So he's 75 years old, and he flees to Spain. After moving around a bit in Spain, he comes to Lucena, where he heads the local yeshiva. Lucena apparently had a very large number of Jews. According to one article that I read, they were known at one point, they were nicknamed Jews City. He had many great Talmidim, including Rabbi Yehuda HaLevi and the Rima Gash, who was mentioned earlier. He had no self-interest. When he realized it was time, he appointed a new Rosh Yeshiva. He had a son who was a Talmid Chacham, but he did not appoint him. He appointed the Rima Gash instead. If you take a look at source number 6 from the historian Zev Yavitz, he says, as much as he placed the son of his rival as his own son, because he was a lover of righteousness and a man of generosity, so he overpowered his love for his own son, his flesh and blood, because of his love for truth and justice. He had a wise son named Rabbi Yaakov, who was great in Torah, and yet he placed first before his son before his son Rabbi Yaakov, his student, Rabbi Yosef ben Megash, because he saw that his student was very great, greater than his own son. And when his death neared, he placed his hands upon his student, Rabbi Yosef, and placed him on his seat, and he set him on his own place as the head of the communities of Lucena and all of Hispania.
Wow.
Zev Yavetz, his original Hebrew is available at that website. It's just that it's designed not to allow you to cut and paste it, and I wasn't retyping the Hebrew. I did a translation instead.
You made this translation?
I do. Unless you see on a page that the translation is specifically from somebody else, it's always mine. Yeah, I don't trust someone else to translate. He dies in Lucena in the year 1103.
Where is Lucena? In Spain?
In Spain.
Where?
Beyond that, I couldn't tell you. Mm-hmm. I know it's Spain. Usually what happens is when I see a city like that, I look on the map to sort of get a sense of where it is. I want to say it's northern Spain, but I could be making that up.
Okay. Go back.
Yeah.
75 is really old to leave, no?
Yes.
Especially then? That time, it was an old man.
Yeah. We've seen the persecution of very old Talmidei Chachamim. You think of Rosh Hashanah going to jail at the age of 90.
Right.
Yeah, they didn't care so much about how old.
So he meets the Rimagash in Spain, or you think they all left with him?
Oh, he meets him in Spain. Mm. Yeah, yeah. This is a brand new thing that he starts in Spain. Yeah.
Ew.
Yeah. I mean, the yeshiva's there, but I'm saying his Talmidim were not with him from Morocco. Yeah. What time is it? Is it Parsha time?
45.
Okay, so we'll do Parsha?
Sure.
Okay.